Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you need new windows, Window Nation is where I would go right now. Buy 4, get 4 free with no money down, no interest, and no payments for 2 full years. So you don't have to pay anything until the year 2027. New windows are going to give you better insulation, which will lead to lower heating and air conditioning bills. It starts with a free in-home estimate by calling them at 866-90-NATION or heading to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll get an estimate scheduled for you at your convenience. They'll be in and out of your home in an hour or less. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. Joining me for the first time in a while, and it's my apology, but, you know, 18 wins over many months, even though there were some interesting things to watch, a lot of good young players, and I loved your call of Bub Carrington's game winner in the season finale on Sunday in Miami, is the voice of the Washington Wizards on Monumental Sports, one Chris Miller, at C Mills PXP on X and on Twitter. So let me just start with, when you have a team that is the worst team or the second worst team in the NBA and you got to call 82 games, and I think you called 82 games, you're certainly close to 82. Give me the challenges night in and night out. What are you trying to achieve other than just calling a solid game?
Oh, no, I called all 82, Kevin. Thank you. Yeah, just call me the broadcaster Iron Man. 3 straight years of calling.
Well, I didn't know if 82. Any of the games were nationally televised where you didn't get to call it.
No,
I guess they didn't have any of those.
82. No, it's not really a challenge when you know going in that this was a season where they're trying to figure out who to identify long term. And we knew that the rookies were going to play heavy minutes. All three that were drafted got over 25 minutes a game all season. And I appreciate the transparency by Wizards front office. Michael Winger and Will Dawkins was straight up with us before the season started, letting us know the expectations of the organization. So it's kind of easy to do your job that way when you kind of like going in knowing that this team doesn't have aspirations for the playoffs this year. It's to develop the three kids that they drafted in the first round, and then ended up getting A.J. Johnson from Milwaukee. So to have four first-round picks, I got a chance every night to kind of see them grow, have their good times, bad times, mostly watching these kids grow. That was kind of like the whole goal all year long, is to see what they would look like at season's end. And then I appreciate what you said about my call last play of the season, it being a rookie, by the way, played all 82 games this season in Carlton Bub Carrington, and that's kind of like the capper to the 24-25 season.
All right, let's talk about the young guys. But before we get to the first-rounders from the last draft, tell me what kind of season Bilal Coulibaly had.
up and down. I even think to his standard, he would say the same thing. Unfortunately, his season ended kind of the way it ended in his rookie year, missing the last 15, 16 games of the year, not able to complete, the season. But for him, I think we all know he is going to be a really good on-ball defender. And for every year that he's in the league, hopefully we see his offense improve. But, Kevin, you've seen the NBA. You've watched it for years. It's very rare when I tell you a rookie's staple and his standard is guarding the best perimeter players in the NBA. So that's what made Bilal unique. But he'll tell you that, going into his third year, there has to be improvement really on all aspects of his game.
Before we get to the young players from last year's draft, what was the environment like? When you're losing that many games and you don't have a chance in a lot of them, and I thought they played competitively at various points during the season, but you still have 18, 19, 20-year-olds, a bunch of them. What was it like to be around that group?
Surprisingly, these are professional kids. And what I mean by that is clearly their upbringing kind of prepared them for this moment. Unfortunately, Bub's father passed away towards the end of our longest road trip of the year, and they just had his funeral yesterday. So Bub, towards the end of the year, was really dealing with someone that really introduced him to the game of basketball, and was his father. And to play all 82 and to have that mindset, you tip your hat to that young man. Keyshawn George played overseas before he went to Miami 1 year to play for Jim Larrañaga, and his father kind of taught him the game of basketball and kind of navigated him through the waters. Alex Saar had an older brother that already played in the NBA. So these kids kind of just came into this environment, I think prepared, maybe more prepared than most rookies because of their journey to get here. So they were serious-minded youngsters, and even when I think we had two 16-game losing streaks this year.
Yeah,
I never really got the sense that they're like, what the hell did I sign up for? I got the sense from them that this organization put veterans around them to kind of help them navigate. And that's really the most important thing, and I give a lot of credit to the organization for doing this. If you're going to go about an experiment of drafting players, giving them heavy minutes, and having to deal with the result of a night in, night out, you need to put players around them that can kind of explain to them, like, look, keep your head up. It's not going to always be this way. These long losing streaks won't always be this way. And I think they've done a good job with that. So I never really got the sense all year long, Kevin, that these kids were just down on the situation that they found themselves in terms of win-loss.
All right. Alex Saar was the number two overall pick. Carrington, Keyshawn George, and you mentioned, of course, the addition of A.J. Johnson at the trade deadline for super young players. So, I think what Wizards fans would want to know is fast forward 3-4 years down the road, do you see a star? Do you see a top five, top 10 player in the league, in the group? It's early, but I'm asking you for your hunch.
Keyshawn George kind of surprised me throughout the year. And again, that's the beauty of being around for 82 games, narrating these games. I didn't just pop in and out. I was able to see first game against Boston, last game against Miami, and all of it in between.
Yeah,
Keyshawn took some major steps from first game against Boston to the end of the year. Dealt with a little bit of an ankle issue, missed seven games, came back. And I really like his upside in terms of kind of being like a Swiss Army knife, can kind of do everything. Likes guarding smaller guards. Shot the three, I thought well. Could do a little bit of everything. Alex might have the highest ceiling because he's a seven-footer that can shoot threes. But Bob Carrington, to me, Kevin, has three discernible things that I noticed all year long that is transferable in year three and year four. One, he is highly intelligent. His basketball IQ is next level to me. Two, he's ultra-competitive, being a guard from Baltimore. Kevin, you know how guards from Baltimore are. I can just go from the 80s, 90s. He's highly competitive. And three, he's available. Playing all 82 games was actually a goal of his before the season started. And for him to do that, and then on the last game of the season to play all 82, he hits the game winner to end the season. Carrington was only one of 11 NBA players all year, Kevin, to play all 82. And I heard you earlier talking about how the regular season is kind of unwatchable for some. But for me to see this kid play all 82, that's pretty impressive, again, considering there was only 11 guys in the league to do so.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you knew even early on, and you watched it so much more closely than us, but he's got that tough Baltimore, competitiveness, exterior, interior, the whole thing. But you started with Kyshawn George, and I did talk about him during the season because when I would tune in, he was the one that stood out to me as a guy that can do a lot of different things. And I guess I was surprised too. And by the way, I think he'll end up being a much better shooter percentage-wise. You know, he was a 33%, 32% three-point shooter. But that stroke is a, that's a much higher than a 32 or a 33% three-point shooter. And I thought, by the way, Alex Saar also, like you said, he can really stretch the floor. But back to George, maybe not the number one or a number two on a contending team, but a big part of a contending team down the road, if they got there.
And the reason why I like that is his positional size, Kevin. He's 6'8", right? And I've said this throughout the year with Drew. I don't know if we even know who he is as an NBA player yet. You got to remember, this year and last year at the U was really the first times he didn't have the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
This kid can actually, run your pick and roll. He can actually facilitate your offense. I'm not saying he's the primary ball handler, but I think he has the ability long-term to be a guy that you can count on to bring the ball up. Listen, Brian Keith this year had multiple ball handlers. You get it off the rim, go push it. We saw that with Saar. I think Saar, from rim to rim, it's crazy to say this, he might be the fastest big in the league, because when he gets the ball off the rim, he can actually push it and try to go rim to rim. So, again, having the ability to see these youngsters every night, you got to see some nuance about what they look like this year and what's potentially forecasted down years 3 and 5 if they're still with the organization.
So, look, we're a month away, right, from the draft lottery, and a rather large one in the history of this franchise because of who sits at the top, Cooper Flagg. It's, I would not put him in the Wembanyama class. I don't even know if I'd put him in the Zion Williamson class in terms of what we thought of Zion coming out. But he is as good as anybody else in the last, 8 to 10 years. So have you allowed yourself to imagine a team that adds Cooper Flagg to these young players next year? And the attention, by the way, Chris, that it would bring to the team.
Kevin, when, I covered every game, yes. My focus is on the team, the game. But I have watched Cooper Flagg play since he was 16 years old.
Right.
As you know, I am a huge fan of prep basketball, AAU, EYBL, so yes, I've seen Cooper for years. And, of course, we would all kind of imagine what it would be like to win the lottery, and if he's the presumptive. I'm going to say presumptive because I'm just hedging everything, Kevin, right? But he is a game changer for a lot of reasons. Yes, I would not say he's in the Kevin Durant, LeBron James, that kind of ilk of coming into the league. But he can come into the locker room right away with the way he gets the game of basketball, with his intensity, his defensive effort, his great teammate ability. And I still think that's a skill set, Kevin, to be a great player and bringing the others along with you. Cooper Flagg checks off every box. But the other two kids are really good too. I really like Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey. I think those are the three kids that are at the top of the table. And then I think there's this next tier player in this draft. But those three caught my eye really all season long when, I had a chance to watch college basketball. But Cooper, yes, head of the class, one of one right now in terms of the best player or the potential best player in this draft.
Yeah, I'm not as big an Ace Bailey fan, and you know me, I watch a lot more college than pro during the regular season, but I love Dylan Harper. Like, if they ended up with number two, Dylan Harper is going to be a star in the league. He's going to score a lot of points as an NBA player. I think those two, Flagg and Harper, are ahead of everybody else. And let's not forget, for those that don't know, the Wizards also will end up picking later in the first round, I think at number 19 overall, or somewhere around there. All right, let's change the subject. Did you stay up and watch Golden State Memphis last night?
Come on, man. You know it's in my system. It's in my blood. I can't go to sleep without watching. First of all, I heard you earlier. Do you know I called 1 5-second call all season?
I know.
It was one time.
Yeah.
So it's like the most unusual, not going to happen kind of play, if you want to call it a play, of an out-of-bounds, not be able to get it in. That was a head-scratcher. But Steph Curry, man, I think he can play. I think he's going to be like LeBron, where he's going to be playing in his 40s, because his skill set, I think, transfers from high school to the YMCA and all points in between, right? His shot can just, it's just something how he can get himself open. And remember when they were pressing and, like, he got open? They were like,
oh, yeah.
You guys on.
I talked about that. He was double teamed and he got open like a slot receiver gets open, and they got the ball in bounds to him. And of course, that's the guy you don't want touching the ball, because he'll be at the free throw line and he won't miss.
You know, I think they've had the second best record since Butler got there. So they put themselves in a good position by beating Memphis last night. Draymond Green still deserves a lot of credit. I think he had six rebounds and 10 assists last night. So to have your five man kind of get your offense going. But I don't know about the series against Houston. I don't know. Houston has got some dogs over there, and I don't know if they're old enough yet to be mature enough in a first round series against Golden State. That's going to be the one that I'm definitely going to watch, because I feel like Butler and Curry is enough. But, man, that kid Şengün and then Thompson, they got a lot of pieces over there in Houston. It's going to be a really good first-round series.
You know, Golden State's favored in the series, and a healthy favorite in the series. It's the first time, I think, in 30 years a 7 seed has been favored over a 2 seed. So we'll see. I mean, it's all about what you and I both know as longtime NBA fans. Teams that don't have playoff experience typically have to gradually earn their way to the finals over a period of a few years. And we'll see that with Oklahoma City. We'll see that, you know, with a team like Detroit, who I've actually, I think they've got a shot to beat the Knicks. But, you know, back to Golden State for just a moment. I agree with you on Steph Curry. I think he can play for a long time. Look, if they ended up with a superstar player beyond a Jimmy Butler, let's just say, he could, at 43 years old, be a spot-up shooter, you know, off of a great player in the game. Butler just... Every year, I'm like watching him in the postseason, and I'm like, do people realize how good he is? Like, he is a legitimate superstar when the playoffs begin. And you talked about Draymond's IQ. I mean, they've got three of the highest IQ players on one team in the league with Butler, Draymond, and Curry.
Yeah, I think with Butler last night, you noticed right away he was ultra-aggressive.
Oh, man.
Normally, he kind of likes to feel the game out and kind of get his teammates involved. That wasn't Jimmy Butler III last night. He was like, I'm in attack mode. I'm going to set the tone, and then everybody else kind of follow what I'm doing, and that includes Steph Curry. So it was like Butler was like, I set the tone. Everybody else kind of follows. One more thing about Steph Curry, and this is kind of like my analogy with him. I think he potentially could be like the Nolan Ryan of baseball. You know, Nolan Ryan was in his 40s still throwing gas, right? So yeah. Curry, I think even in his 40s, can still hit, you know, from 35 feet on these threes. So I think just his game is like fine wine. I think it wouldn't surprise me if he played into his 40s.
Well, you know this. shooters never stop shooting. You know, you can be 75 years old, and if you were a shooter at 25 years old, you can still shoot the basketball. The issue with him is he's so good without the ball. And last night, apparently he ran mileage-wise more than he had in any game this year. And you just see his movement and his ability to not even with screens at times. It's just to get open, and that would be the part that you would wonder, will it deteriorate? Will he be able to create the space that he needs if he's the creator rather than the recipient, just sort of spotting up? But I love watching him, and I like watching that team. I think they have a really good chance. What about the rest of the West? Are you a believer that what we saw from OKC in the regular season will translate to best of sevens this time of year?
I think it's the matchup in the second and potential conference finals with them. I really, really enjoyed watching them play all year. I think SGA is the MVP.
Yep.
They did something unique coming out of the break that harkened me back to the good old days where they actually deployed two bigs, where they had Hartenstein out there and Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, that's a tough matchup. When you put shooters around those two bigs that can both are really good passers, high-low action, passing out to the corners for Jalen Williams and everyone else. So and they don't have to do it like the whole game, Kevin. They can do a five-minute spurt of two-big lineup. They can go small. OKC can do it all, right? They have everything that they need to win it. It's just kind of like that experience factor that you talked about.
Yeah, I think they ended up with seven players averaging in double figures. And by the way, you know who had an excellent year for them was Aaron Wiggins, you know, former Terp.
Absolutely.
Who's really developed into a very good NBA basketball player.
Yeah, I think first aren't half bad in the NBA, Kevin. I saw Herder last week.
Them.
He's doing well. Yeah, not bad. And you're about to get another one. That kid Derek Queen's going to be special, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's too bad the Wizards' second pick isn't a little bit higher. The series that I can't wait for, because he's just, for me, he's a mercurial kind of a player all time. But when he's healthy, I still think he is top three in terms of the two-way players in the game. And they have been playing well. Kawhi and Harden and Zubats, who's turned into a really good player, and Powell. I actually think they could make a run to the finals. What do you think?
Kevin, I've been a mark for Kawhi Leonard since his days in San Antonio, man. And it just hurts me every time that injury costs him a season or an important series. But I'm all in again, man. I'm all in again. Just watching him play kind of to close out the season, playing back-to-backs, logging 40 minutes, getting back to looking like the Kawhi in San Antonio, Kawhi in Toronto. And now James Harden has accepted kind of like the secondary role on that team. Chris Dunn is a really good on-ball defender. You talked about Zubats, but, you know, I think of Batum. I mean, they've got so many veterans.
He should have been an all-star.
Yeah. And that's kind of why I kind of like it. And I think they have the best coach in the West. That's just my opinion. I think Ty Lue is the best in the West in terms of coaching. So I'm with you on the Clippers. It's just I'm crossing my fingers and my toes that Kawhi can stay healthy and show really the best version of himself. There will be no back-to-backs in the playoffs, so he'll be able to get that requisite rest that he needs. But if he stays healthy, I'm with you. The Clippers could come out of the West.
What about LeBron and Luka and J.J. Redick? You know, J.J. Redick, because of the Luka trade, has almost been – you know, backburnered as, you know, a rookie head coach who's got that team as a three seed. A lot of people like the Lakers now to come out of the West. What do you think?
You know, I still think defense matters, Kevin. As crazy as it sounds, in 2025, where everybody's like, shoot three, score as many points as you can. But everything slows down in the playoffs. And I think, honestly, you have two liabilities on the defensive end with Doncic and James. And if you're a really, really good coach and you can kind of scheme up some stuff, one of them is going to have to guard Anthony Edwards in this series. Somebody's going to have to guard Ant. Somebody's going to have to guard Julius Randle. Somebody's going to have to deal with Gobert. And while I'm sure everyone thinks the Lakers are going to win that series, I'll be curious to see who guards who in that series?
Well, Luka can't guard Edwards. That can't happen.
So where's the matchup?
I don't know, but that can't happen.
You see what I'm saying? So like, it's like we can look at it from an offensive standpoint and be excited about all the stars.
Yeah.
But when you get into the nuance of the strategy of the game and the series, I just want to know who are those two guys going to guard against Minnesota?
It'll be interesting to see. Maybe it's Rui, who, by the way, has really turned into an excellent player.
The East,
I mean, it's Boston, right? I mean, do you give Cleveland a chance?
I want to. Being a guy that lived there for 6 years, I've always had some ties and love for Northeast Ohio, but I just saw the Celtics probably a week ago.
Yeah.
And Kevin, Joe Mazzulla doesn't get a lot of credit for being the type of coach that can manage that situation. Boston, where it's championship or bust, right? So now they're going for, can we go back-to-back? And I've said this multiple times when we play the Celtics. I'm never really concerned about Tatum, Brown, and Porzingis. Either they play against us or they're hurt, right? The three guys that keep me up at night in terms of, like, my preparation is Luke Kornet, Sam Hauser, and Peyton Pritchard. So when you've got three guys off your bench that, during the regular season, can have explosion moments,
yeah,
and now you incorporate them into their big three, Derek White. Oh, by the way, Al Horford. I think they're destined to get back there again. The health of Porzingis is always going to be a factor. Jaylen Brown kind of dragged the leg a little bit towards the end of the regular season, but they've got everything they need to go do it again.
Thank you for doing this. It's good to hear your voice. And let's hope for the best in the mock in the draft lottery. Appreciate it, Chris.
We can only hope, right? We got our fingers crossed over here, Kevin.
See ya. Chris Miller, everybody, voice of the Wizards. The NBA play-ins got started last night, and the Golden State Memphis game was incredible. All right, if you're still on the phone lines or if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, what's the position you predict Washington will take with its first overall pick, and which position would you like them to pick with their first overall selection in the draft? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Which position will Washington select in the first round? By the way, the odds, and I shared this with you earlier, are overwhelmingly that it will be a defensive lineman. Now, there's no distinction between D-tackle and D-end, but they are basically, that position is like plus 150. A heavy favorite over O-line and corner, followed by wide receiver, safety, and running back in that order. Which position do you think Washington will select in the first round? Which position would you like them to select in the first round? My answer was it's more likely than not, because of the depth of the position, and by the way, the need, that Washington, when they get to their pick at the end of the first round, or if they trade back, or if they trade up, that the best player on their board, odds-wise, would be a defensive lineman. Also fills a need. But I don't care what they pick. I honestly do not care. I want the best player available. I want them to be thinking about a player that can help now, that they believe can contribute when they get to, you know, the season, and then most importantly, in the biggest games of the season, which, by the way, they're going to have a ton of based on their schedule right now. By the way, we'll be talking schedule tomorrow with one of the NFL's schedule makers, Mike North. So tune in for that. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phone lines. Thanks for holding. Let's start with Lap. Lap's been on hold for a while. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Thanks for taking my call. I think they're going to go with a defensive lineman, you know, but I would want a corner or receiver. I'm not really sold on the secondary. I'm hoping that they can be better if Lattimore really plays. Sanders still was really good last year. And I like some of those other guys, but it just, when we ain't getting no pressure, I need them guys to kind of hold their position. And it's a pass-happy lead, so we need that. Receivers, I'm not really sold on. Only in a sense, I think we got talent there, but I just think we need another receiver. Hopefully we can get a young one that can play right away and be meaningful. Now, if McCaffrey turns out to be what we hope he is, and he balls out this year, then I'm not, you know, too worried.
Right.
And also with Debo, you know, he has a tendency to miss a lot of games, and then he's ready for the postseason, so he's kind of scary. But and Trey Henderson, I think we need to revisit that, and that was a good point you had made earlier about a possibility of, you know, that could be in the works, you know, because it's not over yet because the draft is not here. So we'll see.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson. I thought you said Trey Henderson is in the running back from Ohio State. Yeah, I don't think Trey Hendrickson activity is really going to start to ramp up between now and the draft. If something happens with him, and I think there's still a decent chance it will, it'll happen between now and a week from now.
Yeah. So, and Kevin, you know, another position I would want is a tight end, because I'm so used to, I mean, from Cooley all the way down to Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis, like Fred, that we had some dogs at tight ends. And I think,
did you mention Fred Davis? Were you really mentioning Fred Davis?
I did like Fred Davis. He was solid at
he was an athlete.
Point, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't the best, but I'm just saying we've always had some really good tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get that with Jaden to have that consistent tight end, man, it'd be, I mean, I like Zach Ertz, no doubt. But I'm just saying we got to think about a lot of these positions when these guys are, you know, done, because we got, you know, veterans at certain positions now, and we got to look for impact.
Well, I think they
right
hope Ben Sinnott will end up being that guy. I mean, they took him in the second round last
year. I like Sinnott, too.
Yeah, yep. So we'll see.
I like Sinnott, yep.
Thanks,
yep.
Lap. Appreciate it. Let's go to Scott. Yep. Scott, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Well, hey, I think they're going to draft the edge rusher, but I would love to see them get a big-time running back, an explosive running back, and just reach for something like that and spend the rest of the draft picks on defense. But if Travion Henderson or Ashton Gentry, if someone explosive.
Well, they're not high enough to take Gentry. Gentry could be a top 10 pick.
But maybe Travion Henderson, I keep seeing he's going to be available.
Yep. Yeah, I mean,
that could change the
This is a loaded right running back draft. The draft experts love all of them. And, you know, the issue, and we've talked about this in recent days, Scott, to me is you don't use number 29 overall on a running back if you don't think that running back's going to be elite. If you don't think there's a Saquon Barkley or a Jahmyr Gibbs or a Bijan Robinson, Christian McCaffrey kind of a player there. Because the draft is so deep and because you find good running backs typically, you know, on day three, and this is a deep running back draft, the only way I'd want a running back selected in the first round is if they think this is, you know, we've got a massive difference maker. This is an impact player at the position, which many people think Gentry and even Hampton will be. I don't think Hampton will slip to 29. It depends on which mock draft or which mock drafts, plural, you're paying attention to. It certainly appears as if he's going to go sooner than 29. But if those two are the only two they deem to be massive impact, elite backs, future Hall of Fame backs, then wait until day three. And or maybe night two and get like a guy like Damian Martinez, who I love, or a Caleb Johnson. I love Travion Henderson. I think Trey Henderson's game-breaking speed and ability, maybe they see him that way. If they see him that way or if they see a Judkins that way, both of the Ohio State backs, maybe they do pick a player there. I just wouldn't do it unless I feel like we have the guy. We've got a top three running back in the league for the next 7 years. I wouldn't do it with a first rounder, you know? Thank you, Scott.
Yep,
appreciate it. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, thanks for holding. Go ahead. Rodney, you there? Put Rodney on hold. Let's go to D.C. and Waldorf. D.C., go ahead.
Kevin, great day. Yes.
What's up, D.C.?
All is well. I definitely believe that they're going to get a lineman. I don't think they're going to get they'll get a DN that can definitely play the run and rush the passer. And then if not, they'll probably get a D tackle because we want to shore up stopping the run. But I would love for us, if either one of the running backs start to fall, I would love for us to go up and get Gentry if he falls in that 10 area, maybe a little behind. And of course, if Hampton is there, I would love to get one of those running backs.
Yeah, I mean, if they really thought that Omarion Hampton was the next Saquon Barkley, let's just say, and he's available somewhere in the early to mid-20s, and they had him as clearly the best player on their board by miles, and by the way, it's a deep edge rushing draft as well.
Yes.
And you have to give up a day three pick to move up four or five spots to take a Hampton. I'm fine with that. Do I think it'll happen? No, I don't. I think Hampton and Gentry will both be gone. I think the interesting one will be Judkins or Henderson, one of the two Ohio State backs. Do they end up going in the first round? Do teams see them as superstar backs worthy of a first-round selection? I think the over-under on running backs, Max, is 2.5 in this draft. I think that's the over-under on the position. And I think the third is either Judkins or Henderson. That would be my guess. But, yeah,
if Henderson's available in the second, we should definitely get Henderson. If he's available, like if Henderson's available in the second, I definitely think we should move up and get him, or do what we need to do to get him, because he's definitely – explosive and he falls in that role, like you said, as a captain, as a leader and all of those things. And he's dynamic too.
Yeah, you know, both of those backs, you know, Judkins when he transferred from Ole Miss, and Henderson, who, by the way, as a freshman, was thought to be the next superstar back in college football. You know, he battled some injuries during the course of his career. But, I mean, he opened up in his first game as a freshman. I think the game was at, I think it was at Minnesota on the road. It may have been home. Took a screen pass, went like 90 yards with it. And you're like, oh, my God, this guy with the speed, because he's got massive top-end speed. What did he run 40-wise, Max? Travion Henderson, because he did.
That's a good question.
At the combine, was he sub 4.4? I don't know. I would guess he ran better than Judkins. Maybe
Henderson ran a 4.43. Judkins 40 time 4.48. So they're 0.05.
Yeah. I think Judkins has incredible vision. I think he's also super tough. Both of those guys, I don't like. If you told me that one of those two ended up being a superstar back, I think I'd say it's Henderson because of the true top end speed. Mm-hmm. But both of them, the point that I was going to make is that both of them had to kind of set aside ego and share in carries and in, you know, the spotlight at that position. That says something about them. And Henderson is, I think they're both considered true high quality guys, which is what Washington's been looking for. I do like some backs, though, later on. Like, I think Damian Martinez is probably moved up to a night two. I think Caleb Johnson is a night two. Who else was on my list of guys? Yeah, those are the guys. I like Jordan James from Oregon. I think he's got really, really good vision and is elusive in space. I don't know what he ran. You know, these are guys that are a night two and day three guys. They're going to get a good back in this draft. I feel confident about that. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll take a few more calls on this. I am going to give you my NBA playoff predictions at the end of the show. Who advances to the finals and who wins it all at the very end of the show. But if you're on hold, stay there. We'll do a couple of more calls. What position do you think Washington will take with its first overall pick? And which position would you like them to take with the first overall pick? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. Don't forget, we are now streaming on the Team 980's YouTube page. Please subscribe when you get there and like the stream as well. That helps us.
All right. The Washington Commanders hosted 20 or so prospects yesterday in Ashburn, including Quincy Riley and Maxwell Hairston. They ran back the famous Topgolf trip. Dan Quinn and Adam Peters said they found it beneficial because players were a lot more relaxed and they could see and observe how players interacted with each other in social settings. The Caps defeated the Islanders by a score of 3-1. Dylan Strome accounted for all three goals to score his first career hat trick as Washington Capital. He dedicated the game to his late dog Wrigley, who passed away 3 years ago yesterday. The Nats got the win in Pittsburgh by a score of 3-0. Jake Irvin gets the shutout win with 7 innings pitched, 6 strikeouts, and only 3 hits. James Wood also hit this massive 445-foot bomb to right center field.
Wood, a long drive, straightaway center and deep. Forget about it. This one heading out toward the river. It is long, long gone. It bounces out of PNC Park and down toward the Allegheny River. James Wood's first career leadoff home run. 6 pitches in, the Nationals lead 1-0.
They'll continue their series tonight at 6:40 on 106.7 The Fan. With the draft just over 1 week away, Cam Ward took to the internet last night streaming Fortnite, where he opened up and named his top 4 wide receivers. Number 1, Calvin Ridley. Number 2, Ja'Marr Chase. Number 3, Justin Jefferson. And 4, Treylon Burks. Safe to say, he knows where he'll end up to start his NFL career. The NBA play-in continues to roll on. Magic got the win last night over the Hawks, 120-95. The Warriors lifted themselves over the Grizzlies, 121-116, thanks to 37 from Steph and 38 from Jimmy Butler. The Heat will take on the Bulls tonight at 7:30. The Mavs will take on the Kings at 10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream, turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, couple more calls. I'm going to give you my NBA playoff picks, my champion, and my... I'll give you my final four. Before we finish up. But back to the phone lines. Chris in Damascus has been on hold. Now, you want to talk about Wizards? Is that what I just saw?
Yeah, I was going to say something. Can you hear me, Kevin?
Yeah, I got you, Chris.
I heard that if Memphis gets into the playoffs, meaning they have to win tomorrow night, that then there's a pick or a trade from the past that might get the Wizards a number one first-round selection. I don't know if you want to look into that later.
Yeah, it's protected, but I think it's already set that the Wizards are going to have like either 19 or 20 in their second pick.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but I thought Memphis had to actually make the playoffs for it to get to be a number one for the Wizards. But anyway, and then as far as the draft goes, I'm not going to predict anything with Adam Peters. I do like the word elite. If there's somebody elite, I don't even care if they trade up, preferably trade back. I like the big guys. But you can get more picks. But, you know, Adam Peters, this is GM time, and then whoever we get, we'll coach them up. And I'd love some game breakers, but anything that looks elite, I don't care. But defense is number one, I guess. But anyway, thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you. Defense is number one for me, too. I just want them to improve the defense. I don't necessarily have, like, a great solution on how to go about it because I think there's a lot to – the variability of defense year to year and the fact that some of the players they have coming back for a second year may perform at a higher level, or the group in aggregate will perform better than they did last year. There is no doubt, though, that number one, in terms of last year to this year, this upcoming year, they can't get gashed consistently week in and week out on the ground. You can't hold up like they did last year and win as many games as they did last year, giving up the kind of rushing yard totals they gave up. That, I think, was the exception to the rule. And the exception, of course, was the quarterback, because he pretty much overcame it by himself. Greg in Reston, go ahead. Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Best defensive player available in that Hairston as a Rocker group, outside of unless Luther Burden somehow slips there. Then I would go Luther Burden. I don't think they'll be able to trade down this year. I think it's going to be too difficult. Everybody wants to trade down. And then my biggest thing is, out of draft weekend, I hope they figure out a way to flip Payne for a mid to late third. I just don't see the role or value of him with Kinlaw being paid, Newton already in the second year after a second round pick. I think I'd rather have Payne get flipped, see if you can use that third for one of the backs that you mentioned, Martinez, who I loved at Oregon State and Miami, or Caleb Johnson, and have that luxury pick of a skill position player later, because they just don't see Payne's role this year. And I hope that they figure out a way to get more draft picks, but I think it's going to be harder to trade down than people think.
Great call. Although I have a weird feeling that Payne's going to be a big contributor this year. I know that I have been partial.
I know you're a Payne guy.
I know. I have been, and I've been wrong, because he's not been the consistent player that I thought he would have developed into overall. But I look at Kinlaw, I look at Goldman, I look at what they have, and I'm like, Payne's still got to be a big part of their plan this year. Has to be. You know, they tried him on the edge late this season.
That's true, and I mean, they brought in Wise. It feels like they started to fill that lineup with a lot of, you know, quote-unquote, their players that weren't there before them.
Well, big dudes, like, too, and Payne's big.
Fair. It's just, like you said, the consistency, and I feel like I'd just rather might switch that out for a skill position luxury that you don't have right now with late first, late second, and then not wait until the fourth. So it's going to be hard to get one of those running backs that you mentioned if you don't go it in first and second.
Yeah, you may be right. I mean, we may get to the end of Friday night and see all of those really good backs gone. That's a possibility. Thanks for the call. All right, I wanted to finish up with just, I don't even know if I've done this every year. I think I have, probably. But I like, in the West, I actually like the Clippers to beat the Nuggets and then upset the Thunder and face the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. That would be a 5 seed versus a 7 seed. I mean, the experienced teams are lower seeded teams out West. The inexperienced teams are OKC and Houston, who are the top 2 seeds. And then I see Golden State making the finals. I think the combination of Butler and Steph Curry, we are in for a ride. And Steph Curry at 37 years old is going to keep climbing the charts of greatest, you know, players of all time. If you don't have him in your top 10 now, you might have him in your top 10 at the end of this season. Now, they would not be in this position without Jimmy Butler, clearly. But I like Golden State to emerge from the West, and I think the East is actually going to be a bit of a snoozer. I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit upsets the Knicks in the first round. But after that, I like the Celtics to go back to the NBA Finals and, you know, get revenge for the year they lost to Golden State a few years ago and repeat as NBA champions. I've got Boston over Golden State. Do you have a quick finals prediction, Max?
Ooh, it's tough.
You're not a big NBA guy, right?
I'm not a huge NBA guy, yeah. But the Thunder have just been so dominant all year. I got to pick them coming out of the West. I understand that they're young and there are a lot of teams with a lot of veterans that have playoff experience. So I could definitely see the Thunder not making it, but my prediction is going to be Thunder Celtics, because Joe Mazzulla is a psychopath, and that's the team I see coming out of the East pretty easily. But the Thunder are young, they're fun. Shea is incredible. Thunder Celtics. That's my prediction.
All right, there you go. All right, back tomorrow. Chris is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.